The Teagasc FBD Student of the Year Awards take place next Tuesday night in the Heritage Hotel in Port Laois. This year there are 15 finalists, so we have time now this morning to meet two of them. Danny Doyle from Rathangan, County Kildare, is a tillage farmer who's right now, I think, having breakfast with his father, planning the day ahead. Good morning to you, Danny.
How's it going, Philip?
What does the day ahead have in store?
Today itself, I'd say we'll be out in the workshop getting a few machines tidied up and get them maintained. That's a constant job all throughout the year, really. But this particular Saturday might be a bit different. I haven't quite got an outfit sorted yet for next Tuesday, so I may go off and get something sorted for that.
You're choosing your wardrobe. That doesn't sound very tillage farmer, does it, really?
Not quite, not a different Saturday than usual.
Yeah, absolutely. So you had almost decided to be something other than a tillage farmer then, but then it turned out that the call of the farm was too loud.
Well, Philip, there was never any pressure on me. I mean, if you went back to when I was only a young lad, it was always kind of the plan that I would farm like my father, but there was never any pressure. So once I done Leaving Cert, I said I'd go and try an apprenticeship, but that got knocked in the head fairly quickly. Kind of a standout point for me is heading to the job site and meeting tractors on the road or looking over hedges and seeing lads out doing work. I was kind of thinking, really, I'd rather be in that seat than in this seat. So that kind of knocked that in the head. And from there, it was a no-brainer to go to Cadalton College to do the crops and machinery. That particular course was definitely tailored to myself, and I couldn't say enough good things about the staff and the facilities down there.
I don't know if you were listening to the item that we did earlier on with Lorcan Roach Killing. We were talking about the pressure on access to land for younger farmers. Are you and your father going to both be able to make a living from the farm as it is, or do you need to expand?
I was listening there, Philip. Yeah, and look, that is the million-dollar question. Look, we do, to be viable, we do have to expand, but it is the biggest problem. Like Lorcan said, it comes down to the lack of available land, and unfortunately, primarily, that is down to the expansion of the dairy sector and, of course, the change in the derogation. So it's overwhelming, the competition to try and get land, and unfortunately, going forward, we do need to expand, and I'm hopeful that we will. You know, the tillage sector itself, we can set ourselves really well, especially from a climate point of view. And I think going forward, the future is bright for the expansion of the tillage sector if we want to meet our climate targets.
How did you cope with the changed weather in the course of the last 10 months? I mean, and does it fill you, frankly, with a little bit of fear and trepidation that that might become the new normal?
Look, there's always bad years. This was exceptionally bad, kind of. It was relentless from July. But nonetheless, I'm blessed to have a mentor like my father. I just followed his lead when it comes to resilience and when it comes to perseverance. There's nobody like him. So it's all we can do is continue to do our best at what we are best at. And look, we got through it. We made it through it, and we're all still here to tell the tale.
We will have a report next week which will be of great interest to people, because it will tell us by how many more times that 10 months of rain was made likely by climate change. Let me bring in now, though, into the talk, Danny, Amy McGee, one of the other finalists from Drumcarran, County Leitrim. I think, are you out feeding calves at the moment, Amy?
Good morning, how are you? I was, but I'm in base at the minute having a cup of tea, so I'm not too bad.
You say it took you a while to make up your mind whether farming was for you or not. What tipped the scales, Amy?
It did. When I finished my Leaving Cert, I was unsure what career I wanted to go into. I suppose I always had the interest in the farm, and I'd always done it at home from I was a young age. So that's kind of what drew me then to go to college in Mount Bellew and do the Level 6 course. And I really enjoyed that then, and I've progressed on to the Level 8, and I'm really enjoying it so far as well. So it was definitely the right choice, I think.
How unusual are you among your peers? Because one of the other things that we were talking about with Lorcan earlier on about is the age profile of farmers, nearly 60. How unusual are you amongst your friends in choosing to go into farming?
Yeah, well, I suppose a lot of mine would have went more for teaching and things like that. But I suppose coming from Leitrim, it's not... With land and stuff, we're not very blessed that way, but I don't think it'll ever be something I'll be able to do full time, but it's definitely an interest I'll have a part time at home all the time, and I would love to expand it a bit further as well.
Your big challenge, the thing that you have set yourself, is future proofing the farm. What does that involve?
Yeah, so we've about 80 ewes, and then we're in dairy calf to beef as well, so we'd be finishing them off in the second year. I'd love to get into something maybe like contract rearing. I learned a lot about that in the level six course, and it's something I'd be interested in because it does suit our land type around here. And then I suppose just with the new regulations with acres and stuff on fertiliser, it's important to try and, you know, keep your soil as good as possible, keeping up the indexes of your soil and stuff. So trying to maintain things like that into the future will definitely help the farm and only improve it, I suppose.
And drainage?
Yeah, well, in fairness, we're very good on our drainage around here because we're always used to having wetter land than other parts of the country. But this year, with the weather being so wet, the winter and the spring, it's just, it's always posing a challenge that you're worrying, is it going to happen again next year, that stock have to stay in longer? And of course, that increases your cost you have to put into the farm as well with feeds and stuff as well. So we're hoping and praying that it doesn't come as wet again next year.
All right. Look, the best of luck to both of you on Tuesday and indeed the challenges in the years ahead. It was lovely to meet both of you, Danny Doyle and Amy. Do you want to wish each other good luck?
Yeah,
best of luck,
Amy, Tuesday, Danny.
And to the, all the other contestants as well. Best of luck.
But did you fancy your own chances, Danny?
Look, don't get me started, Philip. I don't want to jinx anything.
All right. Amy, Danny, thanks very much, both of you, for talking to us this morning.